This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And it all crashes down, and you break your crown, and you put your finger up, there's no one around. Just one thing, just to play the king, but the castle's crumble, and you're left with just a day. Where's your crown king?
All right, Dr. Steve Pachinik, stevepachinik.com is our guest. Find out his latest books there on the site. Coming up, Matt Bracken is going to break down 22 days out where the Democrats planning for violence, false flags. Who knows? We'll talk about it. But getting back to China, because it's central. In the 60 Minutes interview, the president said, listen, we don't have any evidence that Russia's really doing anything, and I'm certainly not involved in them, but whatever, forget Russia. China's the big issue, and you look at the left and the corporations and the Democrats basically bending over backwards to defend China. In the final equation, they're building all these little islands, which is a repeat of the Japanese seizing islands. So I guess their argument is we won't have to seize islands if we just build islands. But I just don't – it seems like at a very primitive level, kind of like just planting the flag and then shooting at our ships. Don't they know that if they did have America under their control – they did it because they were going slow. And I think you said it earlier. I think they're pushing too hard is awakening the sleeping giant. Even Vice President Pence, who I know you don't trust, he said there's a growing consensus that China is the threat.
I agree with that. And what China has to remember is, number one, we have about 100 to 200 bases all around China. China's aware of it, but they don't really understand how we can affect them. Let me give you an example. When China's out of control, I might suggest that we stimulate a problem on the border of Bhutan, where the Indian army comes in and basically has a conflict or a small, what we call low-intensity conflict with the Chinese over the water in the Ganges, because China is highly, highly dependent on water. If we close off the Himalayas and we close off the water supplies that come to China, China will die very quickly. She knows this. We know this. So that's number one, water starvation. Number two, they have a false economy where the debt to asset ratio is negative. In other words, they don't want to admit that the trillions of dollars of mortgages are worthless. Yet they put it on the book as if they had assets worth trillions of dollars. They refuse to do what we call mark to the market. In other words, your $1 trillion debt isn't worth but $1 million. So he doesn't want to do that. Number three, he's using a lot of repression for any dissidents who comes out. Now, when you have a population that's under the age of 30, and your percentage of the population is going up to 30, 40% where they're under the age of 30, you no longer are in control, despite the fact that you might think you're the head of a communist party, which is an arcane institution in China. As I said before, Mao Zedong was not really the leader of China, of the new China. It was Deng Xiaoping who said, go forth and use whatever you need to do, but hide your strength and bide your time. Xi has failed to do that repeatedly, and the Chinese people understand that he has a problem. The PLA is not happy with him if he doesn't have enough money. At the same time, he's suppressing the Uyghurs, the Muslim Chinese, who make up a major percentage of his army and national security force. The more he represses them, the bigger the problem is going to be. So it's not hard to destabilize China.
Sure, they have something like 7,000 riots a month in China.
Correct. And they don't advertise that, but that's exactly, and it's going up in the numbers. We can increase the numbers at will.
So the bottom line is China's been pushing us around with traitors inside the government. Trump's just doing moderate resistance, which is derailing them because they're so weak. And now they respect it more and more. They're going to probably have to capitulate.
At some point, they're going to have to capitulate because now they've co-opted Vietnam, Malaysia, Indochina. They've made enemies of everybody outside China's sea. But Trump says one thing that's very important, and we have to listen to it. He sometimes is more concerned about our allies.
Hold on, that's a cliffhanger. You got to do 60 seconds more on the other side. Back in 60 seconds, Dr. Cipollini, then Matt Bragg is taking over. What is it Trump says that's so important? Cipollini.com, newswars.com. Spread those links. The enemy hates them.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
China has been chosen to muscle out the rest of the world, but it wasn't. China.
Live, raw, and unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
But China's run by an authoritarian system. I love the Chinese people. I love China. I want them to have a great future. But to blame Russia and to start a fight with Russia all day when China is the main threat is treasonous. But we're here exposing, and here was the president last night on 60 Minutes. Looking at final comments from Dr. Steve Pachinik. Here it is.
Yeah. Okay. People don't understand why you never have a harsh word for Vladimir Putin.
Okay, you're right.
I don't understand.
I have been. You don't know what I talked about with Putin in the meeting prior to the press conference.
Well, I mean, publicly, you never say anything harsh.
Excuse me.
Publicly.
I didn't. I'm the one that gave Ukraine offensive weapons and tank killers. Obama didn't. You know what he sent? He sent pistols and blankets. I'm the one. And he is the one that gave away a part of Ukraine, where Russia now has this
operation. Well, I mean him personally. Vladimir Putin.
I think I'm very tough with him personally. I had a meeting with him, the two of us.
Yeah.
It was a very tough meeting, and it was a very good meeting.
Do you agree that Vladimir Putin is involved in assassinations? In poisonings?
Probably he is, yeah. Probably. I mean, I don't...
Probably?
Probably, but I rely on them. It's not in our country.
Okay, why not? They shouldn't do it. This is a terrible thing.
Of course they shouldn't do it.
You believe that the Russians interfered in the 2016 campaign, election?
They meddled, but I think China meddled too.
But and why do you say China meddled too?
And you want to know something?
Why do you say China? Why don't you just say the Russians meddled?
Because I think China meddled also. And I think, frankly, China
is
a bigger problem.
You're diverting the whole Russian thing.
I'm not doing anything. I'm saying Russia, but I'm also saying China.
And notice what he said there. It's Obama that allowed all this to happen. And it just gets crazier from that point on with Leslie Stahl not even knowing what she's debating or what she's discussing. I mean, Trump probably had like 500 people killed last week, and they're sitting there asking the question about, does Putin kill anybody? I mean, it's like three-year-old talk, isn't it, Dr. Pachinik?
Well, it's absurd, because if Leslie Stahl was any way informed, she would have known that on February 2018, Trump ordered Mattis to order the B-52s and the Apache helicopters to destroy Morgan Corporation, Wagner Corporation, that was working for the GRU in Syria. So we killed over 400 Russians who attacked our special forces. Now, they don't want to talk about that. That's not the issue. The greater issue for Trump, and it's going to be harder for people to understand, is I know who my enemies are, and I can handle them. The real problem I have is Trump is my friends. And I'm not convinced that NATO is a good force, and that's where he differs with Mattis, but I agree with Trump. I'm not sure I want to help out Japan, who demands that we have accompanying ships, gunships, Navy ships, in order for them to get oil from the Middle East, and then turns around and literally takes advantage of us in our cars and our science and everything else. So he's saying, I can handle my enemies. It's my friends that I'm really mistrustful of. And that's the key to Trump. He's the businessman. He understands what's our national interest. It's not personal. He doesn't want to be liked. He doesn't care to be liked, even though it sounds like he cares to be liked. What he really cares about is what is good for America and what are you going to do for us, not what are we going to do for you. So with China, he knows exactly what he's doing. He's pushing them to brinksmanship. With Japan and Abe, he's warning them, listen, you may take advantage of us and think that you're our ally, but don't mess with me. I've been around business too long, so it's my friends that I have to watch more carefully.
So what's the larger Russia strategy?
The larger Russia strategy is he leaves Putin alone. Putin hasn't done anything to us that harms us. Does Putin monitor our relations? He's got better things to do. Putin is building alliances in Iran. He has to deal with the Middle East. He took over some of our problems in the Middle East under Obama, who didn't know anything about what was going on and went into Libya, and our NATO forces went into Libya and destroyed the entire country. And what Trump is saying, you know what? I don't want that. And with Putin, I can figure out what we need to do. You take care of the Middle East.
So it's a policy of stability versus the globalist policy of always creating crises. That's where Putin and Trump get along.
That's exactly it, Alex. You hit it on the point. It is stability and national security for our benefit, not for the world, for the United States.
And the Russians recognize nationalism and what's for your benefit. They respect that. So in some cases we'll butt heads, but at least it's clear. Final comment then. China is building TV and radio stations all along the Mexican border, beaming in Chinese propaganda to the huge Chinese population that's recently got here. I welcome the Chinese. Just become Americans. Don't be Chi-Com operatives. But they threaten their families back at home. Not just in Pennsylvania or Ohio or Iowa, all over the country, I see clear Chinese propaganda in the Austin American Statesman by these, Confucian societies at UT. I open the paper up, the old people still read, and it's a double spread about, oh, Trump's bad on trade, and admits China's paying for it. And so we don't have any evidence of Russia messing with our elections. If they are, go after them. But, I mean, he's pointing out that it's China that is in our business and it needs to be stopped. And some of these little belligerent people that are involved in Hollywood and other areas working with China, they need to be indicted. And if that's too embarrassing for everybody, whatever needs to happen. Because I want citizens to have rights. I have rights. You have rights. I follow the rules. I'm a constitutionalist. I'm a loyal American. I'm sick of being sanctioned and attacked like I'm a foreign enemy. I want to see the real foreign enemies attacked. I want to see them to start having some real problems. And I'm saying I'll back the president if they start having real problems. I think everybody else thinks that, Dr. Pachinik. I'm sick of sitting here and taking it.
Well, you don't have to take it. And right now what Trump is doing is baiting the Chinese in further. So when they have to put in little stations with all this kind of excuses, they are self-incriminating. In a way, what he's doing is, remember, he understands Sun Tzu. The Chinese in the very clear national security area, who are not part of the Communist Party, understands that he's taking down China piece by piece, week by week. Within a few weeks, he's going to meet with Xi, and I'll guarantee you that there will be an agreement because Xi cannot continue what he's doing now. Remember, he sent his daughter to Harvard. He came here and he spent time here. He has a Harvard-trained finance minister. So in effect, what ironically is happening, Kim Jong-un, who went to Swiss boarding school for many years, is far more westernized and sophisticated than President Xi of China, because Xi is still acting as if he were 40 years ago in the Middle Ages of Mao Zedong and has no idea what he's talking about. When in fact he was brutalized, his father was brutalized, he has no sense of shame. And what he's become is the abusive wife who has
And exactly. And the U.S. has never parlayed with North Korea. We can now use them against China, and they'll at least make concessions that will really disquiet China. Then we have Vietnam on their border, who's ready to go to war with them. What about the Vietnam front? I think if we back Vietnam, they might even, because China's already been attacking their coastal oil fields, I bet we could open up a huge flank of non-conventional warfare and guerrilla warfare with northern Vietnam and the Chi-Coms.
Well, what you hit again on, Alex, the reason I'm smiling is because the Vietnamese are the only country to have defeated China three different times. And China does not want to go up against the Vietnamese. Right now, they're in the Mekong Delta, and the Vietnamese will handle the Chinese, and the Chinese will regret that they ever have to go back into Vietnam because they have defeated the Chinese repeatedly. And contrary to what we were told in the Vietnam War, the Chinese hate the Vietnamese and the Vietnamese hate the Chinese. So you're absolutely right. We can open that front.
Well, I mean, as you know, Ho Chi Minh wanted us to ally with him against China and Japan. We didn't do it.
That's correct. But you know your history. Why didn't you tell us in Westmoreland that? We had generals who didn't know that. I had LBJ that didn't know that. I had John F. Kennedy who didn't know that. Please, tell me about our leaders.
They didn't know that the Vietnamese never give up.
Well, you're the only one who knew it. I knew that. But we had to learn it the hard way. We had to spend 55,000 men and 250,000 wounded in order to learn the lesson that Vietnam had nothing to do with our national interests.
Great job, Dr. Pechenik. Talk to you soon. God bless.
Thank you, and God bless you.
All right, he's coming up. Matt Bracken's loaded for bear straight ahead. In the war room, 3 o'clock Central, Owen Schroyer. Hey, we're under attack, but we love the fight. But back us, and you win, we win. Free shipping, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Soros is breathing down her neck. Whatever comes, I'm just going to keep fighting. But we need your financial support. We got great products, InfoWarsStore.com. The American century is about to dawn, not some commie Chaikov century. You can bet your bottom dollar on that, or I'll die fighting.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, Matt Bracken for the rest of the hour. And I'd like to first give a shout out to Dr. P. You know, it's a tough act to follow because the man is just his knowledge of these affairs is encyclopedic, and I just learn by listening to him. I never want to see him go off, even when I'm coming on. But it reminds me when Dr. P were talking about the Leslie Stahl interview and what basic first level thinking she was showing there on the 60 Minutes interview, becoming preoccupied with the Khashoggi apparent murder, and I'm going to get to that in just a minute. But you can really see, and Dr. P brings this out so vividly, that our president is operating at like a master 3D chess level. And Leslie Stahl, right now, when I'm picturing her, what I'm picturing is that that NPC meme face over her, the non-player character, role model from video games. She just doesn't get it. She's obviously being fed information that she doesn't understand anything about. She's fixating on things like, you know, one dead Saudi reporter and whether we're going to, you know, overturn the world order on this. When I'm sure if you asked her about that Wagner group, the 400 Russians that Mattis annihilated in Syria, she would probably just stare at you blankly. So whereas the average liberal and the average liberal reporter is operating on a first level thinking basis, Trump is acting on so many levels at the same time that they basically can't comprehend it. Yet I think the average American voter understands Trump is finally operating on the best interests of the United States of America. You know, Trump often said and says that our trade deals were stupid, and that's true. But I think he's avoiding saying something even harsher, which is that the Americans making these trade deals were sellouts. They're lining their own pockets by expediting the transfer of our technology and our factories to places like China. They don't give a damn about, you know, whether or not we make our own military gear in this country, or if we could, you know, surge up a military buildup in a wartime. They don't care as long as they made their money selling out our trade, our technology, our intellectual property, and even our factories, just shipping them offshore as long as they can profit in the transfer. And that's what Trump is turning around. I loved what Dr. P said about not worrying so much about the enemies. We can take care of China and Russia. It's our friends, our backstabbing allies. That's harder. And Leslie Stahl, she's back on that first-level thinker NPC meme face saying, but aren't you being harsh? Or isn't that being rough on our allies? I mean, she just doesn't get it. No wonder we constantly lose in this global poker game. We finally got a hard-nosed winner in charge, and the liberals, it just blows their mind. They can only see at the first level, oh, he's saying mean things to our allies. Yeah, but he's getting results. He wants NATO, for example, to pay its fair share. What's wrong with that? And you're not going to get there by, you know, speaking softly to them or shipping them plane loads of money. That's just not going to happen. Now, the big news today is obviously the Khashoggi thing, and I've been giving it a lot of thought. I've been reading everything I could get my my hands on in the Internet, that is, and I found a really good Al Jazeera piece that keeps reloading. If you refresh it every half hour or so, it'll actually have the newer stuff at the top. And, you know, it's extremely informative because this is really an important story and maybe not for the reasons that people think. You know, my first impression of the Khashoggi hit is it's got to be the world's worst wet op. You know, I mean, imagine sending a team of 15 assassins to one of your own consulates, then killing an enemy of the state inside the consulate. This absolutely trashes the Saudi reputation worldwide. Who that's not a stooge for the government will ever willingly walk into a Saudi diplomatic mission? I mean, if it could be a kill box. So it brings up the thought, who benefits? You know, why would you do this? Even the Saudis can't be that stupid, especially King Salman. Now, if you just wanted to kill the guy, the last thing you would do is lure him into a consulate where he's filmed going in but not out, presumably not filmed going out. However, if you kill him, you know, in an arranged traffic accident where he's run down crossing the street or something like that, you know, poison in his tea at the hotel, it might look better than, you know, murdering him inside your own consulate, but on the other hand, then you don't get a chance to interrogate him. Now, who would want to interrogate him? Some of the best information that I've seen, there's a good article in Zero Hedge this morning about this. Some of the people that may have wanted to interrogate Khashoggi before killing him could be Saudis that had advanced knowledge of 9/11. Now, this is why you don't want to just run him over on a street in Istanbul. You want to know what he knows. And you also want to know maybe who he shared the information with so you can go after them also. In terms of damage control, if during torture/interrogation, he can demonstrate to you that it doesn't matter. He's got a fail-safe switch, a dead man switch, so that if he doesn't come out, the information will be released. Well, that's worthwhile information in itself. But if the Saudi intel bosses that had this that want this information, if they could be implicated in pre-knowledge of 9/11, you know, they might be willing to do it. Now, when you say a Saudi intel boss, that doesn't necessarily mean an ally of the king. Look at our own CIA, where Brennan was working for the deep state against President-elect Trump and then against you know, President Trump, in fact. You can have the same situation in Saudi Arabia. The country is in turmoil, even though there is a new king. It's virtually an underground civil war taking place with, you know, much of the royal family arrested or exiled, and many of the people in place, their loyalty might be divided or they might secretly be working against the king. So if you have a traitor intel boss who's on the surface still working within the Saudi government, he would be able to possibly order this 15-man hit team to the consulate without the exact knowledge of the higher levels of the Saudi government that they were going to kill Khashoggi. Then it's a win-win. If they interrogate him, the report gets back to the traitorous intel boss, indicating whether or not, you know, the fact that he had pre-knowledge of 9/11 will be reported or not. And if this damages King Salman, then it's a twofer. So you possibly help the enemies of the king, because this is just ruinous to Saudi Arabia's reputation. Pompeo's flying over there right now to read them the riot act. So this is, you know, a real viper's nest inside of Saudi Arabia. And by no means can you assume that if this hit happened, it was ordered by the king. It can definitely be a rogue operation in a sense, the way that Trump inarticulately put it this morning. And we'll be back in a little bit. we'll start taking calls. So if there are calls, we'll be taking them.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy, and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Supermail Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Supermail Vitality. So I want you to experience Supermail Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Supermail in you. Supermail Vitality. InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, Matt Bracken, I'm back for the rest of this hour. And the call-in number is 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. And we'll be taking calls in a bit. You know, to wrap up this Khashoggi thing, the novelist in me looks at this and just really marvels, because it's got so many elements of a thriller or a spy movie. If everybody here, presumably, if you're watching this show, you've seen the movie with Gene Hackman called Enemy of the State. This involves somebody accidentally filming a hit, and then the flash drive, I believe, with the information on it is passed to a friend. I believe that's Denzel Washington. And the next thing you know, the NSA is chasing after everybody that might have this damaging information. So in this case, you've got Khashoggi wearing an Apple Watch into the consulate, and it's synced up to record to the smartphone that is left outside, either with his fiance or somebody else. Then the smartphone, maybe that gets handed to somebody else, or maybe it's the information is sent automatically in real time to the cloud somewhere. And we might, in 2 weeks since this happened, have this big chase for this information, because it could conceivably have the voice of Khashoggi being tortured and murdered and possibly sawed up, if you can imagine. Now, if the Turks had it and they wanted to damage Saudi Arabia, they could release it or they could hold it back for blackmail purposes. Or the big actors, the USA, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, they might all be trying to figure out who really did the hit. And what does King Salman have to do with it? Because they if it was a rogue element doing this to take down the king, they won't want that to happen. But imagine what big stakes these are. Imagine you're like the friend of the fiance and you're holding this smartphone right now with the images and the sounds on it. It would be a terrifying time running around Europe and the Middle East trying to stay one step ahead of how many intel agency assassins. It's right out of a James Bond or a Tom Cruise movie. Yeah, it seriously is. And maybe this is a lesson from this is don't look at the first level. The first level is, you know, the bad, evil Saudis sent a hit team to kill this guy in the consulate. Maybe that's true. The Saudis are not known for having the highest national IQ. But seriously, would you do that when it's going to obviously blow back in your face? This is like pulling a pin on a grenade and holding it up to your chest. It's just so self-destructive. Maybe it happened that way. Maybe this is a Turkish play. Maybe the guy did get out and nobody has it on film. But I tend to think that he came out in a couple of suitcases and is never going to be found. He's probably fed the jackals in the desert somewhere on the flight back to Saudi Arabia. But it's a dirty business, but it's very interesting, and I'm going to be interested to see how this unfolds over the coming days.
Matt Bracken, we know how it's unfolding right now. The best thinking of my good sources, the Pentagon, even Steve Pachinik, is why would the Saudis do this at somebody else's embassy in Turkey, who they're basically in conflict with 15 guys? It's the worst place ever to kill somebody. It'd be perfect for a diplomatic crisis. It's just like Trump can't even run two or three levels deep his own White House with the leaks. And as you pointed out, the CIA, the Justice Department, moles, the stay-behind networks that are there doing all this, those are really, really great points. But here it is. This is coming out, the Washington Post, you name it, breaking. CNN reports Saudis, it is CNN, preparing to admit that Mr. Jamal Khashoggi was killed in an interrogation gone wrong. CNN reported on Monday, just minutes ago, that Saudi Arabia is preparing a report in which they admit that Jamal Khashoggi, the Washington Post columnist who went missing earlier this year, was killed in an interrogation gone wrong. So see, how do they deny it if it's a rogue group in their own agency like the king and told Trump? Khashoggi, that makes them look even weaker if they're not in control, see? A prominent Saudi dissident went missing after walking into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd. Turkish officials said they have proof he was murdered and dismembered by a team of Saudi agents, a charge the Saudi government vehemently denied. But see, now they learn. No, it was your government. Per CNN, however, the Saudis are preparing a report admitting that they intended to abduct and bring Khashoggi back to Saudi Arabia, but that he was inadvertently killed in the process. The report is intended, per CNN, to absolve the Saudi government responsibility for the murder by claiming the operation was not cleared. So, again, the rogue situation showing Trump knows what was going on, has exposed it, so they're actually confirming the rogue scenario. CNN's Arma Damon reported that Istanbul, that's Turkey, the report will be most likely conclude that operation was carried out without clearance and transparency and that those involved be held responsible. So we've got false flags being admitted here. Damon added that the Saudis report is still being prepared and could change, which, who knows, means CNN's putting a spin that they admit it. But really the spin is that it was rogue, like we said, because Key Bono, who benefits, fits into that to derail Trump's larger plan to stabilize the Middle East versus the globalist plan of destabilization. So you notice these provisos by CNN show them continually, just like on Trump set to declassify evidence they were trying to set him up. He now has that leverage against them to make the deep state capitulate. But will they really capitulate? Instead, they spin things like this.
My question would still be, you know, even with this clarification, and it's very important, is what information did whoever ordered the 15 men, you know, somebody had to have pretty high level clearance to order a 15 man team. Apparently they cleared out the consulate like, you know, an hour before Khashoggi arrives. So they have nobody but these 15 men in the consulate. You know, so that presumably the ladies at the front desk don't hear the screaming and aren't able to report it later. Other actors might have been, you know, you can use lasers and microwaves on windows, things like that, depending on how sophisticated the counter-surveillance.
Sure, and they say they have recordings. This is the worst place ever to do this. So let me ask you this. Gut level, everybody agrees it's to set up and kill the peace deal. But is that the only motive, or is it what Khashoggi, what he knew?
Yeah, I think it's what he knew, because in terms of doing a snatch on the street with a van, you know, rolling up in a carpet, that kind of, you know, the old standbys, Khashoggi is going to be a very hard person to capture that way. This is like trying to capture the, you know, the granddaddy jackrabbit that people have been hunting for 20 years. I mean, you know, he's a guy who's wily. He knows all the tricks of the trade. He's been in and out of the intel community in terms of,
He thinks he's meeting with his buddies.
Or he really thinks that this is cleared. He's gotten high level assurances that he's good to go for the divorce papers. He can't get married without them. I think it's foolish for him to walk into any Saudi embassy or consulate, but it shows that whoever ordered the hit was very desperate to get what he had inside of his brain, no matter what it took, even to kill him and cause a huge flap like this. It tells me that if Khashoggi's planted the information on, you know, in some kind of a fail-safe situation where, you know, it's going to be disseminated after his death, then this could blow 9/11 wide open, because a lot of people seem to believe that these high-level intel people, they knew about 9/11 gearing up. You know, maybe not the exact target, but they knew all about OBL and the teams in the USA.
Sure, and we know that's the leverage Trump's got over them to make Saudi Arabia capitulate. We'll be right back in the final segment with Matt Bragg, and then the War Room fires up, coming up in about 15 minutes at Infowars.com/show. Remember, the globalists are working around the clock to shut this transmission down. They don't want uncontrolled debate. We don't have all the answers. We're having a real debate here, a real war game. We're trying to figure out what's going on. They want to put out a central message, have us repeat it. No, we're right about 95% of the time. We're wrong 5% of the time, because we're trying to figure it all out. We question every angle. They then take that out of context and say we're doing horrible things. We're not. And finally, free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com and 50% off all our best-selling supplements. Get books, get T-shirts, get air filtration, water filtration, 35% off. InfoWars Select, highest quality storable foods, private label from My Patriot Supply. Those are 35% off right now. Don't trust in FEMA to take care of you. Be prepared, be self-sufficient. Because let me tell you, if Trump is unsuccessful, I think he will be. If he is unsuccessful, the new dark age is going to dawn. You want storable food. InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process
peroxide. Extendivite 7 Herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With Matt Bracken for the final segment, and we're going to go straight to calls now and hear what people are thinking, not necessarily on Saudi Arabia, but anything. I see Jason in Canada says, going after the enemy at the top. Jason, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Matt.
Go ahead, Jason.
Well, I just feel like, with just summing up a lot of things that's happened over the years, the Islamic invasion, the anti-Shia riots that are happening now and stuff, just kind of like the setup for catastrophe that's happening around the world. And I'm just wondering, is there any plans to move on the real instigators of all this, like up to move at the top of the pyramid, George Soros, and the you know, the Bill Gates and stuff, you know.
Well, I don't know about that, but I think that everybody's waiting for the midterm election results. The left is already losing it over Kavanaugh being confirmed on the Supreme Court. They're talking about basically the giving up on the Constitution, that the Electoral College means there's no more democracy. So I think that we're going to move into a whole new stage after the midterms. But until then, we just have to wait and see. You know, if the Republicans hold the Senate and the Congress, the Democrats are going to lose their minds. Let's go to Ashley in Missouri. I want to take a lot of calls quickly because they're stacked up. Ashley in Missouri, go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Bracken, it's an honor to speak with you. You've been talking about this new platform that's, that you're going to announce that's coming out. And in reference to that, I listened to an interview by Robert David Steele the other day on X22 Report Spotlight, and he was talking about a new platform that's coming out also. And I was just wondering, is there any connection between what he's working on and what?
I'm not familiar with what Steele is working on, but I've been working on a platform called FreeZoxy.com, basically as an alternative to Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. There's a link at the top of my Twitter feed if anybody's interested. But the basic rundown is we need more alternatives than just trying to post on liberal social media. There's an existing platform out there, you know, Gab, which I've been on for 2 years, which has a lot of strong points, but it's not really a video hosting site either. It's sort of a Twitter clone. And, we'll be trying to roll out more functions on FreeZoxy as time goes on. The point isn't that these are going to, you know, replace Facebook and Twitter tomorrow, but as censorship ratchets up and, you know, gets tighter and tighter on liberal social media, people should start thinking about, alternate communications channels. The more that there are, the harder it will be for Big Brother to censor us, social network analyze us, track us, trace us. You know, the more channels that are open, the better. I welcome them all. And, FreeZoxy is one that I'm, helping to start up. But, I also recommend, Gab and others. Brian in Washington talking back to Saudi Arabia. Brian, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
Great, thanks.
I just want to say something real quick. I really hope that the supplements don't get blocked and that you guys keep selling them because they changed my life. I don't have no kidneys. I'm on dialysis, and all my levels have been great. I work out every day. I've gained almost 10 pounds of muscle, so just thank you guys for that. Thank you, Alex. And my message the other day about putting God first and having Christ in our hearts, I thank Alex also because after I sent that message to Alex, he touched on it for 2 days in a row. And I appreciate that. It just shows that if one person says something and speaks out, that the message could spread pretty easy. About Saudi Arabia, the minute I seen what happened and heard, I already knew it was a setup. I mean, they're not only trying to stop what Trump is doing in our country, but they're trying to stop it around the world because globalism isn't just America. It's, sure. They're strapping down on all countries. And right now, Trump has sparked an evolution. Revolution around the world, and everybody's seeing and hearing freedom, and they want it. They want freedom, they want liberties, and they don't want to be strapped down by these globalists and have everything cooking for them and be under authoritarianship. And so I already knew
that's a very good point. A very good point. That's a great point. Go ahead.
These people following them around the world to shut down his speech and his movement. I don't know if you've seen the interview with the Chinese, the Chinese, ambassador or whatever. They had an interview and the guy on Fox last night was giving them questions and he was basically putting them on the spot. Like, they say that you guys are spying on America and that you're stealing our information and, you know, basically the main subjects they've been talking about. And this guy, every time this ambassador would answer the question, he would completely deny it. But when he start talking, his eyes would start blinking a lot. They start blinking super fast. His face would start twitching. And it was pretty miraculous to see this guy try to deny what China's doing. And, you know, he's representing China and getting hit with a hardball question.
Well, they're in a whole new world with President Trump. You know, they're used to these Ivy League State Department wonks that are basically squishes, and half of them are just setting up their post post government career, you know, by selling out our country, you know, with the payoff to come after retirement. And that's all ending with Trump. It's a new sheriff in town, that's for sure. Pastor Sam in Texas. We're going to talk about the Central American Guatemalan caravan. Go ahead, Pastor Sam.
Yes, Matt.
You there?
All over. Yes, I'm here. Do you read?
Yeah, loud and clear. Go ahead.
Excellent. Yes, it's all over drugs today, even posting some older articles about Central American politics. Mike Pence just met with three Central American presidents last week talking about stemming the flow of migrants. And it seems like there are two contradictory messages going out. The caravan departing right after or at the same time as the vice president met with them. And I'd like to weigh in on that. But you first, you've probably snooped and pooped all through Central America.
Yeah, you know, the key to this is Mexico. By them facilitating this passage of this caravan and just the illegal migrant trade in general, they're not acting as our friend. That's for sure. It's a very hostile act. And, you know, President Trump deals in real politics, and I hope that he just turns the screws back on Mexico where he can. You know, I remember all the way back, I believe it was in the Nixon era when, when was this? I think Bush the first, they kidnapped an American DEA guy down in Mexico, the cartels did. And we knew that the Mexican Mexican government was wrapped up in this, you know, working with the cartels. They just clamped down on the border so hard that that traffic was backed up, you know, 24 hours going into Mexico. They said, until we find out what happened to our DEA man, I think his name was Kiki Camarena, we're going to search every vehicle for an hour. And, you know, there are ways to apply the screws to Mexico. So just allowing them to have another big parade of Guatemalan immigrants straight to the border, all paid for, you know, with George Soros money, I don't think it should fly. I don't think that they should be allowed asylum. They're in Mexico. You don't just get to go wherever you want in the world and claim asylum. So I would be more forcible this time in rejecting them, you know, at the border. Make them, you know, if they're in California, make them report to Texas, then send them back to California. Just don't play the game. You know, be rough. Let's see. I got James in Louisiana, China, and Saudi Arabia. Go ahead, James. You've been on for a while.
Yes, sir. Hi. Pleasure speaking. I've actually been deprived of the InfoWars, kind of, sort of, because the app has been lagging tremendously, and I can't find the links anywhere, really. But to my point, this whole Saudi Arabian scuffle with the journalists, I really hope Trump is just pandering to the military complex and talking about not really wanting to withdraw the arms sales and stuff like that. Because, I mean, come on now. That's should be something that shouldn't be thought about cutting off. And,
When you're talking about factories in the USA that are geared up years ahead of time to produce jets and things like that, it is a major disruption. And, you know, we don't even know the facts of this case yet. To basically cause factories to be closed in the USA, people thrown out of work, I wouldn't go for that head fake. You know, not on what we know. All right, thanks a lot, everybody. We're going to be out of here, and I'll see you the next time that I'm guest hosting or just guesting on InfoWars. And it's a great time to be alive. Well, let's wait for those midterms. We'll see you soon.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes
cigarettes, reducing under eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.